Hey everybody, I'm Robert Yerby, and I'm an insurance professional, and admittedly, kind of an insurance nerd. My friends and family tell me that nobody is going to want to listen to a podcast about insurance, so instead, on this show, I'm hoping to share a story or have a conversation with a guest about some relatable experience, and then show you how insurance impacts that story or topic. My hope is you'll enjoy a few laughs with me and maybe learn at least one interesting thing about insurance along the way. Here we go. All right. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast. This is Robert, and I got a very special guest today, all the way from Ypsilanti, Michigan, my mother, Deborah.
Hi, Rob.
Hi. And this happens to be my birthday, the day that we're recording this.
Yeah. I was there for your first birthday.
Yes. Yes. Cool. Thanks for coming for my birthday. We haven't been together on my birthday in feels like a long time.
Long time. Yeah. Long time.
So, yeah, we are doing a lot of things that I like today. We are heading out to karaoke. I'm going to do some singing. I don't know that I asked you if you were singing, but I was thinking you wouldn't.
I'm not singing, but you said you worked on some songs for Tom and I.
Yes, yes. Your husband Tom's out here. I worked on songs that I thought would be familiar to you guys, and I practiced them. Yes, I practiced them. And so, like all the other regulars at the bar, there's one in particular that I sang maybe 3-4 weeks ago, and another one of the regular guys, his name's Gino, he's like, I didn't expect you to sing that. And I was like, well, I'm working on something. The parents are coming out in a few weeks. And so, yeah, I'm doing different stuff. He was like, all right, I liked it. So, and I've sang that at least once or twice more. And yeah, so I'm excited to have you guys out. Usually I'm up there by myself, you know, amongst a lot of other familiar faces, but I don't bring people very often. Mm-hmm. So this will be cool.
Yeah, I've been there with you before.
Yep. Damon's going to come with us. So, yep. It's going to be a good time. All right. Well, as I do with a lot of folks, I didn't tell you anything about what we were going to talk about. We just decided we were going to jump on and kind of see where this stuff goes. Another thing, you know, as I was bringing you guys in today, we walked past my Camaro and you saw the damage done.
I did. Your beautiful movie star Camaro.
Yeah, I really do love that car. And it got hit the other day. And this is the first time the podcast listeners are hearing about that too. Which is interesting because I just did an episode with my friend Justin, who's a catastrophic auto claims adjuster. And we were talking about kind of like what to do in the event of a collision, whether it's comp or collision coverage, what do you do with your claims adjuster and all this stuff. And it was literally days after that episode was published that I got hit. And so I forget how much I told you about the accident, but I'll kind of lay it out for you, like kind of how it happened.
Okay.
So I was working a conference in Mesa, Arizona, and I live about 20 minutes from this location. And so when it got done around 2:30 in the afternoon, I thought, hey, terrific. You know, this was on a Thursday. It was the day of the Sweet 16 NCAA basketball games. And I thought, hey, I'm going to get home in time to see the Purdue Boilermakers, Big Ten team, play in the afternoon game. So, and I didn't need to rush. It was a great day. So I put the top down and I was going to take, you know, surface streets home instead of the highway. And so, you know, nice leisurely drive, right? Well, it's a lot of lights, you know, between here and there. And I don't know if you do this, but I kind of keep track of the other cars that are kind of heading in the same direction as me, especially when it's like, you know, light after light after light. You kind of are all hitting the same lights together.
Right.
So there was this Honda Civic, a gray Honda Civic that was just kind of pacing me the whole way there, and nothing strange about it. Whoever was driving it wasn't driving erratically or anything like that. Sometimes she was right in front of me. Sometimes if one of us changed a lane, you know, might have been side by side, but she's kind of pacing me the whole way. And then when we were about, no kidding, maybe 5 minutes from my place, I was immediately to the left of her. There's two lanes in each direction. And she must have just spaced out. And she went to change lanes to pass somebody and ran right into me.
No.
Yeah. I wasn't ahead of her or behind her really. Like, she was just right next to me. And so when there was the impact, she slowed down. So kind of like she scraped down the whole length of my car. So the whole passenger side, the door, front and rear quarter panels, the wheels, they're all scratched up.
Oh, it looks beautiful from the other side.
Thank you. Yeah. So, of course, we stopped and, you know, pulled into a little side street. And we're exchanging information. Turns out she's a nice enough lady. We sat there waiting for a cop for maybe 45 minutes. And we made pleasant conversation most of that time. I guess I'm not giving up, you know, any details about, you know, who she was and, you know, where she was coming from and all that stuff. But I mean, it was pretty pleasant for post accident, you know? Mm-hmm. And Daisha called me after I texted to say I'd been in an accident. She called and she knows that I love my car too. Right.
Mm-hmm.
She endures all the strict rules. Like, there's no eating, there's no drinking, there's no horseplay of any kind. You know, we don't leave any garbage or anything behind in
or
the car.
Or lint.
Right. No. No. If you shed a hair, you're responsible. You kind of like, that's a little too far, but it's not that far off.
Pretty close.
Yeah. Anyway, so she calls and she's like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Was the first question. And yes, I was fine. And then she was like, are you losing your mind on that lady? And I was like, no. No, I'm not. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm so surprised.
You take things in stride, though.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I like to think that I do. It was an accident.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, this lady, it's not like she was all over the road, weaving in and out or driving too fast. So it was an accident. And yes, I'm a little upset that I'm going to be without the car for however long it takes to get fixed. But I mean, she fessed up to the fact that, I mean, she hit me. And then after that, what are you going to do?
Right.
Yeah, it's just an accident. And then the cop that showed up was, you know, pleasant enough when I got home to see basketball. But it is going to be a long wait to get it fixed. All right, so I got the estimate. And, oh, by the way, let me not gloss over this. I was prepared for this to be a nightmare with the insurance. I have USAA auto insurance, and maybe you still do too.
I do too. Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember if I've told you this, but I have nightmare stories of accident claims with this company.
We've not had any trouble.
Some people tell me that, and maybe I'm unlucky, but yeah, I've had problems time after time after time. And then the follow-up question, of course, to me is, why are you still with them if you don't like it? I don't have a good answer for that. Inertia is the only thing I can think of. But I've been in a lot of accidents, I guess.
Maybe that's part of the problem.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. Hey, no, this is reminding me of something else. Do you remember when I was married to Amy? She didn't let me drive when we were together in the car.
I don't remember that. I don't know if I knew that.
Oh, yeah, she didn't. She didn't because she thought I was a horrible driver. But that wasn't based on anything like any experience that she and I had together. Because I hadn't been in any accidents with her for the longest time, okay? She just decided he's not going to drive when we're together. And at first it annoyed me, but then you start to realize, or I started to realize, yeah, I'll just sit here. That's fine. You can chauffeur me around. It's fine. Well, okay. So she and I took the kids, Brandon, Jake, and Damon, all three of them down to Florida one time for, let's see, Michigan State was playing Alabama in the Citrus Bowl, and then we were going to take them to Disney World for a few days. So it was going to be like a week in Florida.
Fun.
Yeah. Well, it's expensive to fly, you know, five of us.
Yeah. So she had to do all the driving?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we rented a car. We rented a big Expedition or something like that, Chevy Suburban. And we were both authorized drivers, but of course she wanted to drive. She wasn't comfortable with me driving. So she drove from Northern Illinois all the way to the very southern tip of Georgia. Okay. We did sleep in Tennessee someplace, but the next day she got up and she's like, yep, I'm driving the rest of the way. She made it all the way almost to the Florida line. And then she was finally like, I can't do it. I'm beat. I need you to drive. So I get into the driver's seat. I went about 7-8 miles. No. I had just crossed into Florida and run, you know, a highway that's 4 or 5 lanes each direction. And somebody, just like how I got hit with the Camaro, somebody just changed lanes right into me. I wasn't ahead of them, behind them. They just
hit me.
And she never let me hear the end of it.
Oh.
Even though I wasn't at fault in the accident, she always would keep bringing that up. I'm not going to let you drive. The one time I let you drive, you got hit or you got into an accident.
You need defensive driving training.
I'm just driving. I wasn't doing anything.
Don't hang out next to somebody.
Don't be right next to him. Again, it's not like I was in the blind spot. I'm just right next to him.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, I wasn't allowed to drive after that either.
Well, so if you're in the lane to the left of him, speed up and pass him.
Is that the lesson?
I don't know.
Don't be by any cars. Well, I just remember that claim being a nightmare also. But it's not that I've been in a lot of accidents, but I feel like every time I have with USAA, it's unnecessarily burdensome on me. The claims adjudication, you know, the final payment is not what I'm expecting. I've had them decline a first party med pay claim that I had. I got rear-ended, and so I went to the chiropractor and they declined my chiropractor charges. It's just, and I know you're looking at me like, what does that really mean? I don't really want to get into all that, but it's highly irregular.
So did you file your claim yet?
I notified USAA that I was in an accident, and I also, as politely as I could, told that claims rep that I didn't want anything to do with them, that I would just contact the other party's insurance, which I have. And so far that's gone reasonably well. I got an estimate from a body shop. I sent it over to them. They've had it for 4 days, and they told me yesterday they were still reviewing it. But when I've asked for things like payment for loss of use, they were agreeable to that, at least in principle. You know, I work from home, so I don't need a rental car. They had offered that. I said, no, I don't think that's in my best interest. How about loss of use? Are you familiar with what that means?
No.
Okay. So in lieu of a rental car, they're going to pay me, it'll probably be something like $30 to $35 per day for the loss of use of my vehicle for however long it takes to get mine fixed.
Okay.
So quick calculation, you know, if it takes 30 days to get my car back and it's $30 a day, well, pay me $900. Yeah. And if you don't ask for that, you know, they might not have offered.
Right. Probably not.
Yeah. If I hadn't asked about the rental car, they might not have offered. Also, and my friend Justin had mentioned this in that last episode that he and I did about diminished value. So my Camaro, has been in an accident now, and it's been in more than one accident, I'll admit. But this last accident leaves the value of that car diminished from what it otherwise would be if it hadn't been in an accident, right? You take two identical cars, one's been in an accident, one hasn't. Which one would you prefer?
Right.
Yeah. So Justin and his friend will help me out in asserting my diminished value claim to that insurance company also. And they'll run through a calculation, and you know, it might be a few $100. That would be my expectation. It'll be a few $100 that the vehicle value has been diminished because of this accident. And I suppose I could have just taken a check from them for the damage and keep driving it the way that you saw it out there.
No, you wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that.
You would not do that.
But I'm going to take it to the body shop. And then as they're putting it back together and fixing it up, they will undoubtedly find other things that need to be fixed that weren't on the estimate. And that insurance company will pay for that too.
Well, it'll look good as new, Rob.
I hope so. So it's a 2016. I've had it quite a while.
It looks like new.
That's because, again, there's no eating, there's no drinking, there's no horseplay of any kind. And yeah.
And you detail it and you wax it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't hate doing it. You know, I like getting out of here every once in a while and putting wax on it. Gets you out of the house. Mm-hmm. Put some music on, some headphones. And it's just, you know, me time. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. People have asked me if I'm going to get a new car. And I think for a while I was mouthing off about getting something else once Damon was out of the house, which is now only like a year away. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I will. I think I like driving that car, and I haven't had any problems with it. No meaningful problems. So yeah, we'll keep driving it for a while. I don't want to be that guy that regrets getting rid of his, you know, Camaro convertible.
Car that he loved.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that there's no room to be carting people around. It's got room for me and Dacia and like two little suitcases. Yeah.
That's not it. The family car.
Right. Right. I've had the minivan. I've had the SUV. I don't want to do that again. All right. So you guys just had a road trip.
We did. We're just one third of the way through.
One third of the way through.
It's going to be a 3-week trip.
You drove from Ypsilanti, Michigan to Chandler, Arizona. Mm-hmm. And how many days did it take you?
Well, it took us 4 days to get to Arizona.
Okay, so you stopped in St. Louis.
Oklahoma City, and then Albuquerque, and then Mesa.
Okay.
We were there for 3 days, and then we came to Chandler, and we'll be here 3 days. Then we're going to a resort in Peoria, and then...
Peoria, Arizona.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to Williams and see the Grand Canyon in Sedona. We're going to head up to Santa Fe, Loveland, Colorado, and then scoot east, you know, going through Nebraska and Illinois to Michigan.
Okay. Oh, that's a long ways.
It's a long ways.
That's a lot of miles. Okay.
Yeah. I think we heard it was like 2,000 just from home to Mesa. It's a lot of miles.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom loves his truck, though.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys do well together, you were telling me.
Yes, we do. We're pretty well matched and well suited for a road trip. We've had a lot of practice.
Yeah.
Shorter trips. This is the longest one.
I'll bet. So do you take a turn driving?
Usually not.
Okay.
He usually drives the whole way. Although I can drive it, the truck, but it's not the usual vehicle that I drive.
Okay, and you're in charge of reading stories out loud?
Yeah, I usually pick a good novel or series of novels and read out loud and hand out the food, pour the coffee. If I'm not reading, sometimes I knit or I'll read my own book, or sometimes I do a Bible study so I can keep up with things at home. So I stay busy.
All right. So let me ask you this. Do you listen to podcasts while you're driving at all?
No.
No? Do you listen to this podcast?
I've listened to a couple of them.
You threw me off. It was a few months ago. You called and were like, "Hey, Robbie, I listened to your podcast."
See, there you go with that crazy voice.
I thought that sounded remarkably just like you. I think if we played, here's what we'll do. You say something. Say, "Robbie, I just listened to your podcast," and we'll see if it sounds just like what I said.
Okay. "Hey, Robbie, I just listened to your podcast."
In my head, it sounds exactly the same.
I don't know. Have one of your listeners tell you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you caught me off guard when you had said that you listened to it, because I didn't realize that you listened to it. And my fear right in that moment was, oh my gosh, what if she listens to the wrong episode and she hears some of my secrets? And anyway.
Well, those secrets have been coming out from the kids over the years. I'll bet. They're all in the past, and I can't do anything about it anyway.
Yeah. I had one story in particular where I was talking about taking the minivan before I had a driver's license. I told that story.
Oh.
Oh.
That was the time we caught you, right?
Yes, the time that you caught me. Yeah. Yes, I told that story.
Yeah. Yep. Of course, I'm coming home, and we have the garage door opener go up. Take the garage door up, and the car is gone. And John says, "What's wrong with this picture?" And I'm looking. I said, "Oh, praise God. Robbie at least knows how to drive. Somebody had to go to the hospital, I bet." You know? And he goes, "I don't think that's it." And that wasn't it.
No, that wasn't it.
Yeah.
Well, he had a good idea of what I was up to, because I found out much, much later he had taken his parents' car when he was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
So it comes around. It comes around.
Yep.
Damon is way, way too afraid of what will come down on him to ever take the Camaro. I'm certain of that. You can ask him about it later, but I'm pretty certain of it.
Well, he has his own vehicle now, too.
Yeah, I suppose. All right, well, maybe you'll be listening to the podcast on your way home. Somewhere between here and Ypsilanti, Michigan, and you'll hear your voice.
Won't that be funny?
It will be, because then you'll realize, "Oh, that's not my voice. That's Robbie." Irritating me. Okay, all right, you've been a good sport. All right, everybody, that's the episode. If by chance you are a licensed producer or adjuster and you need insurance continuing education, I do a lot of this same stuff in live webinars. You can find those at bmfce.com. And if you like the podcast, hey, tell your friends, tell your mom. And we'll have another episode coming out in just a couple of weeks. Thanks.